Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing the key features of bonds. What is a bond? A bond is a long-term debt instrument in which a borrower agrees to make payments of principal and interest on specific dates to the holder of a bond. So it's a debt instrument. People, companies, corporations issue bonds to fund their operations, to raise capital. So when there's a corporation that issues bonds, they're looking to raise money in the debt market, and they're going to pay an interest payment on those bonds semi-annually, which is twice a year, every 6 months, or annually on specific dates. And they will come to maturation or to maturity, and the entire sum will be paid back at that time. Bond markets are primarily traded on the over-the-counter market. Over-the-counter market is kind of a discretionary market that usually houses low-end pink sheet stocks. If you don't know what those are, Google it, right? So primarily traded over-the-counter. So it's hard to trade bonds because bonds aren't very active in price movement. So the only time that prices move on bonds is when interest rates change, and that's very seldom. Most bonds are owned and traded amongst large financial institutions. So there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of consumers like you and I going out to the bond market and buying bonds. Now there are, but just not, it's pretty rare. The Wall Street Journal reports key developments in the Treasury, corporate, and municipal market. So Treasury bonds, T-bills, corporate bonds, and municipal markets. So our municipal local principalities can sell bonds to fund their government as well. So the key features of a bond, let's discuss par value. Par value is the face value of a bond, and the entire face value of the bond is paid out at maturity. Typically, bonds sell for a par value of $1,000. Coupon interest rate is the stated interest rate. It's generally fixed, paid by the issuer of the bond. Multiply by par value to get the dollar payment of interest. Maturity date, years until the bond must be repaid. Issue date, when the bond was issued, and yield to maturity, the rate of return earned on a bond held until maturity, or better known as the promised yield. Let's talk about a call provision of a bond. A call provision allows issuers to refund the bond issue if interest rates decline. This helps the issuer, but it hurts the investor, right? We don't, if you are an investor in a bond, you don't want your bond to be called early because you will not get those interest payments from them. Now, usually a call provision has to be worked into a bond agreement. Not all bonds have call provisions, but they will be stated before you buy the bond. You'll know if it's got a call provision or not. So if interest rates go down, a lot of times companies will call those bonds, then reissue those bonds at a lower interest rate, right? Bond investors require higher yields on callable bonds. Why is that? Because if I'm an investor, I'm taking on greater risk that the issuer of the bond will call it early. So I'm going to demand a greater return for the risk that I have to take in order to buy these bonds, and if they offer a call provision, I need to be compensated for that additional risk. In many cases, callable bonds include a deferred call provision and a declining call premium. So as time goes forward, if there's a call provision, they only have an X amount of time to enact that call provision. Let's say it's a 5-year bond. After 3 years, the call provision is void and they have to wait till maturity to pay the rest of the bond out. And then there's a declining call premium as well. So a premium is anything that we get above market rate interest. So we want a premium on callable bonds because of the additional risk that we have to undertake by buying a bond that is callable, because they can call it and buy it back early and we won't get all of our full investment. We will receive our initial investment back, but we won't be able to get all of our coupon payments over the time of the bond if it's called. So as time goes on, and if there is a deferred call provision and a deferred declining call premium, we've talked about how the deferred call provision works, where after 3 years of a 5-year bond or something like that, the callable option, the call option is void. Same thing with the declining call premium. As time goes and there's a 3-year call provision, that premium that you are making on your investment, let's say you get a 10% coupon, and for the call provision they're paying out 12%. Well, as the deferred call provision comes further out on the time horizon, that premium also declines. So it's going to go down from 12 to 11 to 10% once the deferred call provision is up. What is a sinking fund? Provision to pay off a loan over its life rather than all at maturity. So instead of paying off the face value of that bond issuance at the end of the maturity date, they can pay off that face value or that $1,000 debt over the life of the bond instead of all at the end in a lump sum at the end of maturity. Similar to amortization on a term loan, same thing, like amortization, how we've talked about before. You'll have greater interest payments in the beginning, and as time goes, we will decrease those interest payments. Same thing with the principal. The principal amount will start out lower, and as we go through on the amortization schedule, that principal amount will become greater. So the sinking fund reduces risk to the investor, and it shortens the average maturity time. But not good for investors if rates decline after issuance, right? Because we want to make sure that we are receiving the maximum potential for our return through the interest rate. What is the value of a 10-year, 10% annual coupon bond if the return is 10%? So let's look. What we'll have to do first is we will have to calculate out over 10 years, right? We're going to have to figure out what is the bond value. So first we'll look at this. So the formula, the value of the bond equals $100 over 1 plus the rate, which is 10%, raised to n, 1 plus 0.10. This is year 1 raised to 1. As we work through this, we'll find that year 1 value, $90.91. So now we're going to add this. Year 2, $100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to 2. So we'll do 1 plus 0.1 equals raised to 2, 100 divided by, so this is, excuse me, this is 100 divided by 1.21. Gives us 82.64. We're going to do this for all 10 periods. So plus 100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to the third. So we'll do 1 plus 0.1 equals raised to the third is 1.33. 100. So we'll do 100 divided by 1.33. This is 75.19. Moving on. So you can see where we're going with this, right? We're going to calculate out the present value of the bond. And this is the payment. This is the present value of the $100 payment that we're going to receive as a coupon payment. So 100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to the fourth. So 1 plus 0.1 raised to the fourth is 1.46. 100 divided by 1.46 equals 68.49. 100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to the fifth raised to the fifth 1.61. 100 divided by 1.61, $62.11. Moving on, 100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to the sixth, 1 plus 0.1 raised to the sixth is 1.77 divided by 100. 100 divided by 1.77 plus 56.50. 100 divided by 1 plus 0.10 raised to the seventh. 1.95 over 100. Plus 51.28. There is a much simpler way to do this. I'm going to show you how to do it. But I want to show you how it all works out. Right? And then how you'll be able to do the exact same thing very simply and easily on a financial calculator. This seems very tedious and very long, and it is, but there's a point and a reason why I want to do this for you so you can see how the whole thing has worked out and then how we can simplify it with a simple financial calculator. $1.10 raised to the eighth is 2.14 over 100. 100 divided by 2.14 is 46.73. So we're trying to figure out what is the value of this bond, right? The 10-year, 10% return, $100 coupon payment bond. We want to know what is the value of it based on these metrics. We know it's 10 years. We know it's a 10% return. You know we're going to get a $100 coupon payment. So off the coupon payment and the discounted interest rate, how are we going to find the value of the bond? This is why we're going through this. So you can see, how do you derive the value of the bond? And this is the math to do it. So I just want to make sure that we know this, right? It's important. So 1.1 raised to the ninth, 2.36. 100 divided by 2.36. is 42.37. So now we're going to calculate the coupon payment, the discounted coupon payment for year 10. But also remember that we're going to receive the $1,000 lump sum payment of $1,000 at the end of maturity. So we're going to have to also calculate that in. So first we'll calculate the discounted payment period, the discounted interest received for year 10, okay? So 1.1 raised to 10 is 2.59. 100 divided by 2.59 is 3861. Plus 3, so then we'll go 1,000 for the lump sum at the end of maturity. 1 plus 0.0 raised to 10. This will give us 385.54. Now, when we add all of these up, we'll find out that the value of the bond is $1,000. All of that for this. So I want to show you now how we can much more simply calculate the value of a bond. So let's assume the bond has a $1,000 lump sum, the par value due at maturity. The maturity is 10 years. And annual $100 coupon payments beginning at year 1 and continuing through year 10. The price of the bond can be found by solving for the present value of these cash flows. So I've got my financial calculator. Okay. So now you can see the example on your slide. So to use a financial calculator, it's very simple. Make sure it's all cleared out and zeroed out, right? And you can see we have the N function for the number of periods. We have the IY or the interest rate function, the present value function, the payment function, and the future value function. So it's really simple to use, right? So for the number of periods, we're just going to simply enter 10 and press N, and it's locked in, okay? Now, for the interest, it's 10, hit IY, it's locked in. Now, for our $100 coupon payment, $100, press payment, it's locked in. Now, we know our future value received of this bond is going to be in full at the end of maturity. The future value is 1,000. Now, to solve for present value, all we have to do is hit in the upper left-hand corner, compute and present value. You'll see we have a negative $1,000. Now, remember in previous videos, I explained that present value will always be listed in negative terms, a negative 1,000. Notice on your chart, negative 1,000 is the output for present value. This is a very simple tool to use instead of having to run through all of this calculation to get the same answer. This took me about 10 minutes to get to. This took me about 10 seconds. So if we could practice with the financial calculator, maybe we'll add a tutorial onto this on how to use a financial calculator. But we plan on using this and utilizing this tool to make these calculations much more simple.